This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
This is Peggy Robles Alvarado reading When I Became La Promesa. For every unexpected illness that required medical insurance, every second trimester miscarriage, every chaos unemployment caused, every looming eviction, every arrest warrant gone unanswered, the women in my family made promesas to plaster cast statues worshipped in overcrowded apartments with rum poured over linoleum, 9-day candles coughing black soot until the wick surrendered. Florida water perfuming doorways and the backs of necks. Promesas, barters, contracts with a god they didn't vow to change for, but always appeased. Bowls of fruit, paper bags filled with coconut candy and cacerolas de ayaco, left at busy intersections. An oak tree in Highbridge Park, the doorway of the 34th precinct. And when Mar Pacifico and Rompe Saragüey refused to grow on Washington Heights windowsills, the youngest became part of the trade. Unsullied and unaware, Cousin Mari, pissed about having to dress in green and red for 21 days to keep Tio Pablo out of jail. Luisito, scratching at an anklet made of braided corn silk to help Tia Lorna find a new job. And my hair, not to be cut until Papi's tumor was removed. Gathered in tight buns or sectioned pigtails, falling long past my waist when asymmetrical bobs were in fashion. Unaware my crown had the necessary coercion to dislodge a mass from a colon, I grabbed my older brother's clippers, ran thirsty blades across my right temple to the back of my ear. Massage the softness that emerged as strands surrendered on bathroom tiles. My desire to mimic freestyle icons, whose albums my cousins and I scratched on old record players, wagered against Papi's large intestine. My unsteady hand, a fist in the face of God. About this poem. I am the daughter of a Dominican mother and a Puerto Rican father, born and raised in the Washington Heights section of Manhattan when the community was mostly comprised of immigrants and migrant Caribbean families. My family has always practiced a strong clandestine faith that amalgamated Catholic iconography with Afro-Caribbean spiritual practice. Offerings or acts of self-sacrifice, also known as promesas, were regularly made to help ease the pain that accompanied immigrant life, such as unemployment, illness, and tense encounters with racist law enforcement. Viewed as innocent and unsullied, children often became involved in a promesa to help their family. I wrote this poem after learning that I was unknowingly part of several promesas to help heal my father, and why a simple act of cutting my hair as a preteen was seen as more than just an act of defiance. As memories of more promesas surfaced, I learned that acts of faith, rooted in spoken words, offerings made with well-intentioned hands and a clear heart, were essential for the survival of immigrant and migrant families like mine, whose ideas of home and safety were unsteady and ever-changing.